Cast of the Champions, episode 11. Welcome to another fun-filled special edition of the, I'm going to call it the Dusty Award-winning Cast of the Champions episode.
Oh, that's what it is. That's the right. Dusty Award-winning.
That's right. As you can tell, I got a special... I got a special guest here with me today, the host of the ever-growing popularity NitroCast, Paul. Go ahead and say hello.
Hey, everybody. How are you?
They're all answering right now. We give them time to answer. It's like watching Dora, you know? They give you time to answer.
So, absolutely. So there was a nice dramatic pause.
Yep, that's how we do it. That's how we roll on the airwaves for our millions and millions of viewers.
Learn that shit from Landstorm. Dramatic pause.
That's right. So, we decided to do this. We're going to do something fun tonight. We're going to do a draft on the roster. Just a special little, kind of like, we had so much fun doing a WrestleMania thing that this is kind of a similar type thing, you know, kind of like our own fantasy league. So, but we're not going to keep stats. It's just one of those, just to see our dream roster of the current people that are there. So.
Well, I pretty much figured that, you know, with the NFL draft happening last
exactly,
week.
Exactly, yep.
And it's almost like the anniversary of like the first WWE draft. So, you know, all this kind of came together. And actually, I thought of the idea while I was on the toilet. No bullshit.
Now he's stealing my gimmick. So, I mean, tell me you said a minute ago, you don't like midgets.
I hate midgets because I am one.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, first off, you can catch me on at Cast of Champion or at Mike Spiesman. And go ahead.
Oh, Y2 Stump, that's Twitter. Yep. And NitroCast, that is the podcast. I will be having one out eventually. I mean, you know, that's the wonder of my show is that, you know, I don't have to put one out every week. You know, I'll put one out at my leisure. So,
right. You know, so, and it'll make you last longer because there are already so many Nitros left. Think about like 3 years left.
I got a whole bunch left.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm honestly looking forward to near the end only because they're so horrible that it's going to be fun to hear your outtake on it.
Well, I kind of cheated a couple weeks ago and I skipped ahead and I watched a pay per view from like 2000.
Yeah,
it honestly wasn't too bad though. But like a lot of the guys I really liked, so I think I'm going to be okay with it.
Yeah. You see, they put Clash of the Champions on the WWE Network.
I did. I watched quite a few of them last week.
Yeah. So, those are some good ones. The later ones are kind of rough, but, you know, they were all right.
Oh, they're terrible. Yeah. I've covered, I want to say, two of them so far for the podcast, and yeah, they're both shit.
Yeah. They were basically, that's why they start Thunder, I think. The great thing about the Clash of the Champions was it wasn't an every week thing. Like, SmackDown was then and how they made Thunder, and so it made it kind of like it was a free pay-per-view until the last couple shows where, you know,
it was a free pay-per-view where, you know, you would have them between like their main shows, and the beauty of those was that like you never knew when they were going to come on. You were just really surprised that like 8:05 on like a Tuesday on TBS, holy shit, there's fucking wrestling on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, that was that's how awesome WCW was back in the day.
Yeah, so you know, make sure to listen out for his show. I've been looking for it, and I mean, haven't been stressing out about it. But I've been listening to a lot of Stone Cold just did an interview with Eric Bischoff of actually five parter. I actually started backwards listening to Q&A first, and it's a pretty good listen to it with Eric Bischoff. So if you didn't read his book, I didn't read his book, so you kind of it's basically 4 hours listening to him talk about his book. Which the guy has some stories. I don't know if you listened to it at all.
I'm good.
Yeah. It wasn't bad, no. Some of the stuff, like, do you know who... it was something that threw me for a loop. The one thing I heard was, do you know who came up with the crow gimmick for Sting?
Was it Brandon Lee?
No. Not well, besides that. But for on air, it was Scott Hall. So I thought that was kind of weird.
Yeah, because I'm sure Scott Hall was really drunk about it. Oh, man, dude.
That'd be so cool if we had, So... We can't get Brandon Lee anymore because he had an unfortunate, you know, natural cause accident. But anyway.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know he was sick.
There you go. So, yeah. So, basically, today we're going to do that draft. First off, we're going to hit into a little bit. Just real quick, I've been intrigued because I did not watch the first round of the NHL playoffs. But I just kind of been following it. But the last couple of games I've been watching, they've been having some really good games. And the thing that's intriguing me, it looks like the Kings are just about to knock off the number one seed for the entire playoffs, Anaheim. So the only thing I wanted to mention about this was that they're, the only seeds that are left are the 4 and 5 seed in the East, which is going to be Montreal and the Rangers. And the West seed is going to be the Kings and the Blackhawks, the 5 and 6 seed. So basically all the powerhouses this year are out. I would still call Blackhawks a powerhouse, but it's different. You know, it's a...
Well, with the NHL playoffs, pretty much all you got to do is make it in.
Make it in, that's right.
That's it. It doesn't matter where you see it, just mm-hmm. make it in. But to bring this back to wrestling terms, this means that CM Punk is not coming back.
That's right, yeah. He's going to be too busy watching hockey.
Yeah, and did you see, like, there was, like, a recent picture of him up. And wow, yeah, he got a little chubby.
So. Oh, well, he's happy.
Yeah, he's not in ring shape.
Fucking asshole. So, him and Chris Jericho are my two least favorite wrestlers of all time now, because
because of your bad experience with Jericho, I unfollowed him.
Did
on
you?
Twitter.
Did you really?
Yeah, unfollowed that fucker.
That was fucked up. I was really disappointed to see that. I mean, yeah, he chewed that guy, and he chewed that poor guy. I mean, I felt bad for the guy, and I was like, after that, I was like, man, I know exactly what he did, because he was getting annoyed when people were asking him for pictures, and then God, he's such a poser.
Light bright wearing cunt.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, the band's actually good. It's just his music is horrible. His lyrics are shitty. So, but anyway, I ain't gonna try not to talk about Jericho too much. Even though I think he's available for our roster draft, isn't he? I'm staying away from him. So, but yeah. Raw. What do you think about Raw this week?
Did I watch it? Did I watch it? Shit. It was a classic throwaway show.
Yeah.
you know, it almost felt like a reset. And what really annoyed me the most was that, I know that we'll get to this here probably in a few minutes, is the whole Daniel Bryan thing, where the title was not even addressed.
Yep.
And now they're totally retconning it, because I'm sure that they saw everyone kind of going, well, what about the title? Mm-hmm. You know, what does this mean? And for that to not even be addressed, kind of sucked. But I mean,
it turned into a storyline, really.
Yeah.
It's going to be, because now I just feel like they're going to come on Monday. They need to take the title away from them. They have to, you know. And I was thinking too, there hasn't been a really good like world championship tournament in a long time. I think the last really good one was the Survivor Series, Deadly Games. I think it was 90. I actually watched that the other night.
Is that the one where with Rock? The Rock?
Won? Yeah, even though I didn't like the ending, but yeah, overall,
that one worked good.
But it was good storytelling there. But I would be kind of cool. It would be kind of cool if they did something like that. I just hope they don't put it into Kane versus freaking someone else to just kind of shove down our throats. I mean, they've built that belt up right now so that it should be someone bigger and not a throwaway guy.
Well,
should be a more established guy right now. But
the cool thing about possibly doing a tournament is that you could put it on anybody at this point. Like if Antonio Cesaro won it, no one's going to be surprised.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to feel like an upset. So.
Yeah, because even when the Rock won it that time, he really wasn't the guy yet. He just kind of became the guy and became the big heel in the company there. So.
Yep.
So, besides that. Yeah, I sat there watching it, ready to go to bed. I was already tired as it was.
Yeah, I'm struggling to remember what happened. There was.
I am too. In fact, I didn't write any notes for it. I was trying to wing it.
Shield and Evolution stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. What are we gonna do with that? But I know that I read something about they're gonna try to get a new Evolution member out there with it. Possibly being Sheamus on a heel turn, and it didn't, never came. In fact, they even started a feud with, they started something with him and some guy on the show. That's how bad the show was. I can't even remember.
Well,
yep, I'm the current product guy. I can't remember shit.
As far as anything with Sheamus goes, I mean, they should really hold off on that until after Batista leaves.
Yeah, makes sense.
So.
But yeah. But, I don't know. I'm really interested to see what they do with the belt, because like I said, it's gonna hurt the title even worse than it already hurt right now if they keep let him hold on to it for 2 months until this recovery time. I mean, it's not the U.S. title. The U.S. title. I mean, the guy he was defended twice in a 1 year span. You can't do that to the big belt, you know, in wrestling. I mean, that's not even just the company. It's in wrestling. So That's my take. It has to be. And I'm a Dan O'Brien fan, but he can't hold on the belt if he's not going to be around.
Okay, so if he does get stripped of the title, will this be the worst title reign ever?
Not really, because he had a good match. You know, he had a decent match.
He had a match.
A match, yeah, I know. But, yeah, he didn't lose. But he had a match. There have been title reigns where they didn't even win a match. David Arquette was the world champion one time. Remember that?
Yeah. At least he, like, defended it.
Yeah, I just can't. I know. But at the same time, I can't see him getting it back for a while, even when he comes back. But
yeah, wow, the whole Daniel Bryan wave, that kind of crashed pretty quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, he just had a string of bad luck, really. Mm-hmm. Wasn't even given a chance, and then Batista refusing to work with him. You know, just didn't really. I don't know. Maybe they'll rectify it, but I mean, other part of the news too is you see about Vince McMahon losing $330 million and everything lately.
Yep.
I'm sure he's gonna blame that on the Dan O'Brien.
Oh yeah, it's all that vanilla midget's fault.
Yep. So I know I cannot, but because of that happening, I was thinking today that I could see him trying to do something very extreme to up the ante a little bit. I don't know. Because this is the lull time. You know that. It happens every year after WrestleMania.
The couple months,
this is the worst time until you get closer to Survivor Series. SummerSlam. And then it just kind of slows down from there.
Right now is the time to buy stock in WWE.
Yep. So. Then it goes back up. So.
Yeah, buy low, sell high.
That's right.
That's all I know.
So, don't become a broker. I just watched The Wolf of Wall Street. That was actually a really good movie.
No surprise.
Doing blow off Hooker's ass. You can't beat that. So, anything else you want to hit up on current stuff right now?
No.
I think that about covers it. I don't watch.
That's about it. I didn't watch Impact last night.
I can't watch it. I've tried. I just can't.
I'm just wondering when Eric Young is going to need neck surgery now.
He's had a better title reign. You're right.
Dolph Ziggler had a better fucking title reign.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get started. Basically, the rules of engagement here is I am forcing Paul to be drafting first. We're going to make 25 rounds. First, we're going to pick two authoritative figures, a GM and then a co-GM. So, and it can be that can be anybody. It could be a legend. It could be anyone in the past. But as far as the draft goes, it has to be someone on the current Raw, SmackDown roster, I guess you can call it, or NXT roster, correct?
Correct.
To include the part-timers.
Yep.
So, and are we going to take into account that these guys are part-timers when we do our roster?
Yep.
Okay. Then that's actually going to really, that's going to change my draft a little bit. So who do you want for your main authoritative figure?
You were picking authoritative figure first. I got to pick wrestler first.
You got to pick wrestler first. Okay, my top authoritative figure is, I'm a dork, it's Sting. He's going to be my authoritative figure.
Oh, my God.
Just to get him, I'm one of the guys that want him to be on WWE. So Sting is going to be my GM.
Oh, my God, you're terrible.
Wait till you hear my co-GM.
Well, for my authoritative figure for Shotgun Friday Night. That's the name of my show. It's got to be Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't
stand
her. What?
You tell me a better heel.
I can't stand her. That's why. Yeah, and that's why, right?
Oh, she's fantastic as a heel. I may not like her either, but she plays her role extremely well. Yeah. So,
well,
onward and upward.
Yeah, well, my co-GM is going to be Eric Bischoff.
Oh, Christ.
Yep. Because you know what? Yeah. Even when he was on, you know. He made you hate him. So I wanted to go face and heel. And Eric Bischoff could be nothing but a heel. And then Sting is the ultimate face. And he had the...
You're going to have Vince Russo as your head writer, too?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, TNA beat me to it. Again.
So all right, so for my co-GM, I'm going with Vince.
With Vince?
Okay. Yep.
All right, so why are you picking Vince?
Oh, because, I mean...
As the co. Why is he the second one when he's the main boss?
Because, you know, he's not going to be on every week. He's going to be filling the same role that he does now. He only comes out when he's going to be absolutely needed. And so, you know, so you're going to have that nice power struggle between the two McMahons. And eventually, you know, if it was ever needed, they could always team up together, you know, as this super heel faction.
Gotcha.
So Vince is my other part of my,
gotcha.
Executive branch of Shotgun Friday Night.
Shotgun Friday Night. That's a great name.
It's not bad. I was thinking Friday Night Thunder, but... And then I thought, nah, Thunder was already taken. Then I thought maybe Thursday Night Lightning, but that didn't sound good either.
Jeez, I don't think I have an updated Wikipedia, because my Wikipedia is showing Beth Phoenix on here and Kelly. I am not even joking.
Well, that I guess that's just going to benefit me.
Okay, well, I guess we'll go on with the draft.
All right.
So you go ahead and you go first, sir. Who is your number one draft pick?
With my number one pick, I am selecting the world heavyweight champion of the universe, Daniel Bryan.
I knew you were going to pick him, too.
Well, even though, you know, he does have the injury, which I was really going to knock him down my board, I wasn't going to take him, but, I mean, how can you pass him up?
Of course.
You know, you're going to get a great match out of him every time. You know that he is completely over with the fans. People will tune into my show just to see him. So, you know, then that's where you got to start.
Right.
And plus, I have that title.
You're right.
So, suck it.
Mm-hmm. Then this is going to pain me to do this. Because, you know, you got to stick with the heavy guns. The guy that's, oh, God. God, I hate saying this. I almost don't want to. I almost want to just quit doing this right now. So I think you know where I'm going with this.
Oh, yeah.
The actual face of the wrestling company. Yeah. So... And I'm not going to say his name. I think you know who my first pick is.
Yeah, Juan Cena.
Yes, Juan Cena.
Well, you know, you don't have a choice.
Yeah. You're right. You got to start big, and then that's about as big as it gets.
Yep.
That's what she said. Anyway, yep. But yeah. So, verse two, I think, were pretty obvious. If I would have picked first, you probably would have gone the same route, right?
Yes, I would have.
Yep. Okay, you got to. Okay, so who would you go second?
All right, my number two pick is going to be Triple H.
Triple H. You're going heel next, huh?
Yep.
Triple H.
You know, I figured that, you know, I've already got Stephanie, I've already got Vince, so I got to bring in Triple H. This was a little bit higher than I wanted to take him, but I didn't want to give you the chance to take him, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's funny, because the guy I'm going to take next, you might think it's kind of a surprise, but I think it's someone of the future, and we both believe that, is Cesaro.
Oh, God damn it.
Yep, that's who I was going to go with anyway. Regardless, of you, I was like, please don't say his name. Please don't say his name.
Yeah, that's exactly who I wanted.
Yep.
I was going to go him next. Good pick. Good pick. You know, you're going to get a solid match out of him every week.
That's right.
Yep. All right, so with my third pick, I am going with Bray Wyatt.
Oh, damn.
This is, I'm probably reaching on him a little bit, but... Uh-huh. You know, he's about as over as it gets.
Uh-huh.
You know, you know that you're going to be able to fill up two or three segments every show with just him.
And be entertained.
Yep.
Yep. I agree. My pick is going to be, it's a reach only because he's a part-timer, Brock Lesnar.
God.
Yep. But here's the thing. If he wasn't a part-timer, he'd be my number one.
Yep.
Even over Daniel Bryan, because I hate the fact he left after the streak, breaking the streak. I really do. One show and then gone. But you know, with Paul Heyman coming out every week and reminding us every week about him breaking the streak, you know, it is
the beautiful thing about Brock Lesnar is that every time that he's out there, it's an event.
Yep.
That's how they've built him up. That's how they've treated him. So, you know, he's as big of a star as there is right now.
That's right.
All right, so that throws a monkey wrench into my situations, if you will. All right, so with my 1, 2, 3, my fourth pick, I'm going to be going with Roman Reigns.
Ooh, nice pick.
You know, I figured that I've already got enough heel power. I'm gonna need some faces here.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna need some faces to possibly combat, you know, what's going on.
Gotcha. Not to be outdone, I'm gonna go with Randy Orton. And I'm kind of locking on the faces, but the Cesaro is a future super face, I think. Or I'm locking up on the heels right now, but Cesaro is a future super face. So.
Oh, you could turn him right now.
Yep, and he'd be over.
Yep. Yep. You could see him, you know, main eventing Raw, doing a tag team match with John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being on the same side. Good pick.
Thank you, sir.
All right. So my next pick, I am going with. Dean Ambrose from The Shield.
Oh, damn, I was going to pick him next, too.
No, you weren't, because I was. you know, Dean, he falls into that Bray Wyatt category for me. You know, you're going to get some solid mic work. You're going to get even better in-ring work from Dean. You know, I like him. The kids seem to like him. So, you know, yep, Dean Ambrose. Worst U.S. champion ever.
Gotcha. I'm going to go with... next, I'm going to go with Sheamus, actually.
Sheamus.
Yep. Sheamus. You know, the guy's solid, and at the same time, he's going to be healed sometime soon. It's going to happen. It's got to happen.
So you're pretty much taking him with the intention of turning
him heel. Yep.
Okay.
With the same thing of Cesaro. Yeah, I take him with the exception... you know, take turn him face.
Intention.
There you go. Damn. Forgot the word. You just fucking said it too. So,
yep.
But yeah. So, yep. That's the way I'm going.
Alrighty. With my next pick, I am going with Seth Rollins. I might as well just finish.
Yeah, I was just wondering about that.
Might as well finish out the Shield.
Okay, makes sense. You know what? I might as well. Well. Yeah. I guess I'll do it. Sure, why not? I'll go with Batista.
Alrighty. So another part-timer.
Another part-timer, but, well, he's kind of a part-timer. He's gonna go film his movie for 2 months, come back, and be on here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's gonna, I mean, he can never be a face again. I can't. I just can't ever see it.
I don't know how you could possibly ever turn him back face.
Yep.
Plus, he's so much better as a heel anyway, so.
Yeah, agreed.
My next pick. I got some bad news.
Oh, goddamn! I was gonna go with him next.
Mm-hmm. Bad news, Barrett. I just love the role that he is on right now. He's money on the mic. He's not bad in the ring. I really think that he's kind of underrated in the ring, even if you do hate his finisher.
Yeah, I must say, it's a freaking elbow. You know?
Come on, he pulls the elbow pad down.
Oh, okay.
And
so
then it hits you.
Yeah, so it's loaded like Lex Luger. He had a metal plate.
It's a
there.
Loaded elbow.
It'll be outlawed soon when they figure out that that was...
And plus, I could always turn him face.
Yeah, that's true.
I really wouldn't mind seeing him face. But, you know, he'd have to be like a cool face and, you know, not like a Dolph Ziggler face.
Mm-hmm. My next pick, I'm gonna be the. This is the first time I'm gonna dip in NXT.
Already?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Sami Zayn.
There, good pick.
Yep. You know, El Generico. Shh, can't say that. I guess we're not allowed to say that, right?
According to Vince.
But the guy's like the only issue I see with him when I do watch NXT is he's kind of super facey.
Yeah, he's ultra facey, yeah. And he looks like fucking Seth Rogen.
Yeah, he does.
He's
a little more jacked up Seth Rogen. Well, not jacked, but... Yeah.
Not much.
Heavier version of Seth Rogen. Yeah, I got you.
All right. Good pick. I liked it. All right, so it's my turn. Okay, so with my next pick, I am going to take... where do I want to go here? Oh, boy. Do we have to have ladies or no?
Well, yeah, because I am gonna. I plan on picking one. So.
Okay.
You can. You don't have to, but you can.
Well, I'm not going to yet. So I'm going to go.
Gotta be
with,
diversity.
I'm gonna go with Dolph Ziggler.
God damn it! That was gonna be my next one. You really.
Well, you know, I kind of figured that. You know, he's someone that even if you don't have anything for him creatively, that you can just throw him in the ring and he can do what he does best.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yes, he would be heel on my roster.
Yeah, and I think you'd agree. In our world, he would get a real push.
Oh, he would be if this was real world, he would be heel right away, and he'd be put into a program with Daniel Bryan for the rest of the summer.
I hated that segment with Hugh Jackman. He broke his jaw. He broke his fucking jaw. Now he's like, "Oh, he's buddies. I'm really sorry you broke my jaw." You fuck. They had Vince McMahon written all over it.
Well, you know, you know how Vince is, where it's always got to be. Well, you know, we need mainstream acceptance.
Yep.
That wasn't a bad Vince. That was actually pretty good.
I can't even do it. I'm not good at acceptance. My next pick, I'm going to stick with a guy who I hope gets better time than he did when he just had the title, but I'm going to go with Big E.
Ooh, that's a reach.
Yeah, give him some time to talk more and just kind of go into his fun character, because putting that belt on him and just say, hey, go out there and wrestle a few matches, and then the obvious ending to when he faced Bad News Barrett, you know? Yep. I'm trying to build guys too. I don't want all these established guys.
Right. I gotta say, if I could just throw in my two cents on Big E here. Now then, if I have your roster, what I would do is I'm putting him right there with Bischoff. He's gonna be Bischoff's right hand guy.
Oh, is his bodyguard?
Yep.
Turn
Big E heel and you just put him with Eric Bischoff.
Oh, that would be good.
That's what I would do. But again, that's just me.
That sounds good, though. I like that.
I like it. You can take it. Take it. Run with it, kid. All right, my next pick. I am going to go with. I'm going to go with a nice veteran here, Mark Henry.
Oh, nice one. Nice one.
You know, because with Henry, he is so easy to just turn heel, and he's just such a viable contender for the title. You know, if you have nothing going on with Brian for 2 months, there you go. Turn Henry. And then Brian's going to look, he's going to get a couple nice pay-per-view wins, a couple nice title defenses under his belt by beating a big Mark Henry.
Okay. Sounds good. My next pick is, I'm going just because it looks like WWE really wants to do something with him, is Rusev. And not to mention, I think he comes with Lana, who is,
Nope.
How could she not come with him?
Nope.
Oh, my God. I'm not saying that it's not a wasted pick, though, because I said this.
Tag teams don't go together,
I
got you. Man,
something I heard a couple weeks ago kind of makes me think that they're really looking for him is when he was right before the pay-per-view, he was facing Xavier Woods and...
Every other black guy on the roster.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing that got me was they pushed the fact that he was still undefeated. And I just didn't feel like that maybe they're going to try to do some kind of long streak with him just to see if, you know, I'm not saying it'll be a Goldberg-type streak where he's going to be 173-0 and then, you know, cattle prod in the chest, which I watched the other day too, by the way. but
spoilers! Don't tell me what's going to happen.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
future.
I'm ruining it. But, I think they have big plans for him unless they realize they cut it quick and say, oh, he's not getting over. So, yep. That's my pick.
I can tell you what I think. I'm going to read into Rusev's future. In 8 months' time, Rusev will be in a tag team with Santino.
Okay, he's Vladimir Kozlov.
Yep, he's going to be in a comedy tag team with Santino, and he's going to be wearing cobras on his feet.
Yeah, it is pretty bad that his manager's over more than he is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Me next.
No, go ahead.
All right, so I am going to take with my next pick Paul Heyman.
Taking a non-wrestler, huh?
I am taking Paul Heyman.
Paul Heyman.
Yep. Because I can do whatever I want with him. I could put him with anybody. And they're going to get over, except for Curtis Axel.
Curtis Axel. And Ryback, too, for that matter.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't. Poor Ryback. Mm-hmm. I would love to just rebuild that guy. So, yes, I'm taking Paul Heyman, mainly just to block you from having him.
All right, well, I'm going to dip back down into the two best talkers on your roster then.
Absolutely, yeah. I do.
I'm going to dip back in NXT and take their champion. I'm going to go with Adrian Neville.
Adrian Neville, I like it.
Boost up my my faces and guys that that can wrestle. Because I got guys in my right now, I got guys who can work or make them, besides Batista.
No, Batista,
he stepped through the curtain and he's blowing up.
It's not his fault. He is a mouth breather.
Yeah, he's. But you know what, though? He's actually gotten better, though, it looks like.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, he has gotten better. So.
All right, so with my next pick, let's see, who was my last pick? Paul Heyman. So my next pick, I'm going to take a Paul Heyman guy. I'm taking CM Punk.
I cannot believe you're going that route.
Yes, I am. I would rather have him and not need him than need him and not have him.
What a dick. Not you, him. I was the biggest CM Punk guy, too. And for me to say that, you know it.
You know what, though? Honestly, I was thinking about it this morning. I was thinking, you know what? Why are people so butthurt? People quit their jobs all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know? That's all he did. He quit his job.
Yep.
No big deal.
You know exactly what the problem is. You said it yourself.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's shit on
everybody. Shit on everybody that made him.
Yeah, he's an egomaniacal asshole.
Yeah.
But he would totally pop my show, though. So, I don't have to like you to work with you.
Yeah, if he'd show up.
Hey, if he does, he does. And if not, oh, well.
Yeah. Well, for my next pick, I'm going to go back to another veteran. I'm going to go back with Kane. Who,
good. You know, that is such a good value pick right there.
Yeah, whatever. Regardless, you know, he there's always something for him, it seems. You know? He shows up to work every week. He's been doing it for, 16 years? So, or, yep. Yeah, 17 years. So I went and watched that with you the other day, too. When he came with the cage off. The door off.
Oh, yes. Help. That's got to be Kane.
And that's got to be Kane, yeah.
Alright, my next pick, I'm going to go with, Luke Harper.
Oh, okay.
Figure, you know, you at least got to put him with Bray Wyatt. Even if something ever happens, he's going to be able to sustain on his own. Mm-hmm. Just because he can still go in the ring. He's a little bit older than you like, but,
He looks older than he really is, actually.
Yeah, he's like mid-30s.
Yeah.
But, you know, solid in ring, and he's a big guy.
Yep. My next pick, I could block you pretty big on that one, and my next pick there, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go someone who I feel like is, just when you think they're going to utilize him, they start making him job out and blah, blah, blah. Cody Rhodes.
All right.
Yep, I love Cody Rhodes, and I hate what's going on. There's still time for him. I really believe that. There's still time for him.
Oh, absolutely. He just needs to grow a mustache back.
Yeah, that was a shit.
Yep. Yep. Grow back his mustache, get back with Sandow. There you go. Perfect.
That would make sense, too. Maybe they're building towards that again. Who knows?
Yep, it'd be perfect. All right, my next pick, I am going with Alberto Del Rio.
Okay.
Solid in ring. He is a multiple-time world champion. More than likely, I would put him with Paul Heyman.
Yeah. Can't really understand what he says anyway, so...
Oh, stop it. Will you stop?
Yeah. Well, since we're going this route... Oh, you put Alberto, right? Because I'm actually making this... I'm going to post this list.
Yep.
I'm going to type this up and post it on the Twitter and on my Facebook, too. So,
link them together. Sounds good.
Next pick, we're going to go Damian Sandow.
You bastard.
Yep, I'd like to see hopefully something gets done with him. And
yeah, he's going to be Magneto.
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, it's just like we're saying. You know, I hope that the same thing with him that I said with Cody Rhodes. Hopefully they're gonna do something with him, because yeah.
Well, they don't have to, but you can.
Yep,
so.
That's right.
There you go. All right, my next pick, I am going with the Big Show.
Oh, the Big Show. Yeah, that's a good
one. Yeah, good value pick at this point. I mean, you know, he's a huge guy. You can turn him face. You can turn him heel. You can make him do both in the same week.
Okay, well, I'm about to cock block you a little bit. I'm going to go with Eric Rowan. You gave me a couple of free picks before I did it, so yeah, I'm gonna go Eric Rowan just for the fact that I can't have the Wyatts.
I didn't need him.
Yeah, I kept the Wyatts apart, so
yeah, that's fine. So what are you gonna do with Rowan?
Well, he's a giant, you know that, and he's already got that psycho thing going on for him. You know, we'll just put a mark on his head, slick his hair back, and call him Leyland Mercy the Second.
I like it. So, now then, in my timeline, what I'm doing now is Big Show is going to be growing a big beard, and he is joining the Wyatt family.
Oh, that would be a good one, too.
There you go. Yeah. So, I win. My next pick, I'm going with a part-timer as well here. Now that I only need this guy for one match. That's it. I only need him for one match. The Undertaker.
Okay.
What, for... I only need him right there at Mania time.
Yeah, WrestleMania.
Yep, because now, you know, now that the streak is out of the way, he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. Yeah. Undertaker.
Okay, I gotcha. That makes sense. You know, I just had someone in mind, and I scrolled right by him. And yep. All right, there it is. Okay, yep. I'm gonna go Jack Swagger.
Good value.
Yep. If the guy wouldn't have got caught fucking smoking dope and getting arrested for it and everything, who knows what would have happened? Sky would have been the limit for him.
Sky would the limit.
He would probably would have won the title last year and then dropped the next night.
Sky would have been the limit.
Mm-hmm.
If you will. Now then, speaking of smoking dope, my next pick.
Rob Van Dam.
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, I was looking at him too.
You know, he could always be a Paul Heyman guy as well.
That's right. Yeah, he's
I would.
Or mind battle against him, or even battle against him.
Yep. I wouldn't mind seeing a heel RVD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you never really saw a heel RVD. I mean, in ACW, and then the stupid freaking invasion storyline, and that really doesn't count, you know.
No, I was talking like the real ECW.
Yeah, so I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yep. I'm gonna dip again. Actually, he's not really dipping because he's supposed to be making an appearance here. I'm gonna go Bo Dallas.
No, yep. I just saw his name.
I'm kind of holding off on that one, and boom.
Yeah, damn it! I just saw his name.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh darn it. Okay. My next pick, I'm going with Kofi Kingston.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I can't believe that he lasted this long.
Yeah.
You know that you're going to get solid in-ring with him every time out. And I would, in an instant, turn him heel.
And just when you think you're going to give him a push, you take it away from him.
Oh, no. No. You give him a heel turn, and he's like upper mid-card.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And I would be okay with that. That guy needs a direction. Every time, like I said, every time you think there's something big news... Big for him. Where'd he go? He just didn't show up. So.
Yep. I could always put him with Paul Heyman.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good one. I like that one. Let's see here. My next pick. I'm gonna give this guy another chance. One more shot. I'll go Ryback.
Ah. I was hoping to catch him.
Yep.
With
the latter half.
yeah. A little bit later, I was hoping to catch him, but. Oh, good pick. I still believe in Ryback. You know, he's a hard worker.
Yep.
And he is vastly underrated on the mic.
I just hate the gimmick.
He's the big guy.
Yeah.
I love the big guy. That's hilarious. He's just a big asshole bully. I love it.
Well, he's dropped it off, though. I mean, yeah, he never gave him a shot. Like they knew when they did the gimmick that he was going to get the Goldberg chance. You know, and well, I just didn't know.
Well, you know, fans are stupid nowadays, so that's all I know.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, speaking of fans being stupid, my next pick, AJ Lee.
Oh, he went female, huh?
Yep.
AJ Lee. And then
I figure if, you know, I'm going to have a couple of ladies there on the roster, I might as well have the one that can wrestle.
Yeah. I'm just going to go with the best looking one in both companies right now. I'm going to go with Lana, just so I can put her back with, you forced my hand on that one. I feel like I had to have a lady to compete, and I got the best looking lady in the whole roster. So.
Alrighty.
She is fantastic though. Wow.
Sure.
Yep, she is.
All right, with my next pick, I am going to take the ladies' champion, Paige.
Oh, I was going to go her next, too. You son of a bitch.
Hey. Well, I figure, you know what, if I'm going to have a Divas division, might as well be able to throw a couple people out there that can actually go in the ring.
Yeah. You know what, I'm going to stick away from the ladies real quick because I feel like I just wasted one.
Damn right you did.
Yep, I'm gonna go with she's there for looks, right? Because that's the way I look at it. Like the only reason I even turn on TNA is look at Velvet. So, the guy I'm gonna go with Adam Rose because I think the guy's entertaining and I wish they would quit putting him out there in front of shit crowds.
Oh, so far it's
the crowds are shit on him. It's not the guy's got so much following on. Well, you know what? This week should be all right though because they're in London, so. He should get a good one this week. So,
let's hope so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, with my next pick, I'm going with Jimmy Uso.
Jimmy Uso, huh?
Yep.
And you get half of the tag team champions.
I have half of the tag team champions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I am going to go. Let's see here. I'm just kind of scrolling through here. I want to take a look at one thing before I go back. Yep. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go lady this time. And to the one I think is the best wrestler, best woman wrestler in my opinion, Natalya.
Already.
Yeah, just not going to have her farting on people or crying.
Oh, come on. That's fantastic.
Crying because the painting... That was the part I forgot to mention about Raw. Do you remember that part with?
I missed it.
They showed a part where I guess they showed a scene from what's that stupid Diva show? Stupid Diva show.
The Stupid Divas.
Yeah, I hate the Bella Twins. I hate both of them. I hate the big boob one even more. But there was a thing there when Natalya painted a picture of John Cena and her together. And it looked horrible. It really did.
Okay, yeah, I saw
but they
that.
Ripped her. It was just mean. It was just flat out mean. And then now they're turning into a gimmick, into an angle. So and hopefully they turn her heel because that's the way they kind of had her going on Monday. But I just hate the Bella Twins. The only reason they're even there is because of who they're fucking. So.
Well, when they were brought back, I mean the women's division was just so fucking abysmal that it was like, wow, you know, good. At least, you know, there's like half a person that can wrestle. So.
Yeah. Kind of. Yep. Them screaming for no reason is so annoying.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Getting over means yelling, come on.
Yeah.
So. All right, I'm finishing out the tag team champions, taking Jey Uso.
I figured that.
Yep.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. Jey Uso. Okay, cool.
That's all. So I figure I got a pretty solid tag team division there.
Well, you know what? I'm going to go... you're going to think this is like way too early, but I don't know, because I like these guys. I'm going to go with Heath Slater. Because the guy's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, yes, he is.
He's my comedy act. I don't want to take Santino. I just...
No. And you know what? Slater can, you know, at times go in the ring, too.
Mm-hmm.
Now then, in light of this past Monday, I'm taking Alicia Fox. Because, you know, she's really improved in the ring. Like, her matches with Paige have been pretty fucking decent.
Mm-hmm.
And she almost showed a little bit of character on Monday. So, yeah, I'll take her.
Okay. I didn't. I saw the match, but I didn't listen to what I heard, what she said afterwards. But I guess it was pretty impressive what she said. So.
Yeah, she had a nice little tame freak out. It was pretty fun.
Okay. My next pick is just to show that my Raw has diversity. We accept all people no matter what kind of sexual preference they have. I'm taking I'm taking Darren Young on my roster.
I thought you were going to say Hornswoggle.
I was debating about that. I just can't waste a pick on Hornswoggle or Torito. I think what we saw at Extreme Rules is the best it's going to get.
and you know, that match was fantastic. So.
Oh, it was. It was. Every part of it. And when you told me that, I thought you were joking.
I wasn't bullshit.
But when I went back and watched the whole thing, because it wasn't just them going through tables. There were some really good... That was a better spot fest than the freaking the main event was.
Yes, it was.
So, yeah, that was pretty good.
All right, my next pick, I'm taking JBL.
Oh, you want an announcer, huh?
Yep.
You're going with announcer. I've grown tired of JBL's announcing.
No.
Okay. I feel like you're forcing my hand on that one. Yeah, I might as well go Michael Cole.
Arr.
Mm-hmm. He is the voice of the WWE.
Yeah, he is. And you know what? If you get him away from JBL, he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
So. All right. My next pick, I'm going with... Let's see, what do we got? My gosh, not a whole lot left. I'm going to go with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ooh, nice one. That's a good little... Ah! You know what? You got two guys who are never going to show up. Good job.
Absolutely. Wait, no, hold on. The Rock said that he's never leaving.
Yeah, so. Right.
His words.
Yeah, he only took 364 days off.
His words.
And then just cut a promo. Leaving. Cut a promo sucking two guys off at the same time.
He's never leaving.
Never leaving.
But hey, though, if he ever comes back, cool. So, yeah, so I have like three guys on my roster that'll never be there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I got enough guys on my roster where I'm good. I'm deep enough.
I'm going to use this pick, and I'm going to call him a sleeper pick because I think he has been totally underutilized. I don't know why. Maybe it's because he's got a bad attitude in the back. But I don't know. But I'm going with Tyson Kidd because in my WWE, you know, he helps me make something out of the Intercontinental title again. Going against these young guys, giving it a little. Well, I don't have the Intercontinental title, do I? No, you do. Nope, I have the U.S. title.
Yeah, you have whatever Sheamus has.
Yeah, the U.S. title. So, you know, he's going to make it something again. So, and hopefully I give him something to do because I feel bad for the guy.
No. Yeah. I'm sad. Mm-hmm. All right, so speaking of feeling bad for guys, my next pick is going to be Christian.
Oh, Christian. I forgot he was on there.
That's right. Yes, he may be yellow. And he may be injury prone, but
yeah. He steps out of his car, he gets hurt.
But, you know, when he is around, he's okay. He can at least talk, so.
Yeah, yeah. When he's healthy, he's good, and I wish he would quit doing spray on tan.
Yep.
So, I'm going to use my last pick to kind of spice up my Divas division, and a diva who can actually wrestle, you know, when she's not dancing and not getting plastic surgery. I'll go with Layla because she can actually wrestle. I have the non-wrestler Lana, and then I also have Natalya. No, I got Layla, so that rounds out my pick.
Oh, so, yeah. Hold on, we still need one more announcer each.
Oh. Okay, you go ahead and go.
Alright, so for my play-by-play guy, I'm going to go with The Road Dog.
The Road Dog?
Yes. I am going to take him from backstage, from his current role, doing whatever. He's not going to be a New Age Outlaw. He's going to be my color. He's going to be my play-by-play guy. I just think that he has a real future there behind the desk.
I feel like we could have made that separate. I feel like we did the GMs. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to go Alex Riley then. My only gripe I have with Alex Riley is I feel like he overdoes it on the pre-shows. Like, he tries too much to make it a pre-show. As much as I give that pre-show thing credit, he tries too much to make it like a pre-show, you know?
Well, I think that him and Cole together would be really good.
Yeah.
Because Riley can play the heel, but I don't think that he would be, like, the over-the-top heel. So I think he'd be good.
So, just scrolling through this roster real quick, I'm going to go over the people we didn't pick.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yep. I got Miz.
Miz, well, I don't know why Booker T's even on here. Brodus Clay is one I wanted to put on there, but kind of looked over him. I really had hopes for him when he turned heel. I really thought they were going to do something with him, and then he just kind of disappeared. And I guess he's been doing something in NXT lately. So, got him, Curt Hawkins. I didn't know he was still around. Axel.
don't worry, neither did Vince.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was still around either.
Axel's not on there. David Otunga, which I'm kind of surprised to think about now that you didn't put him on there.
I thought about it, mm-hmm. You know, just to have him walking around in bag, sipping on his coffee and his travel mug. My God, that's one of like the best gimmicks ever.
Yeah, he could have been one of those co-GMs or something too. So we missed Diego, which I don't think we really missed him because I hate that tag team.
Oh, I can't stand it.
Yeah. Drew McIntyre. Who else here? Evan Bourne, who I didn't even know he's still on the roster.
Oh yeah, and he's been like medically cleared for like months and months and months now. Mm. So I guess there was a rumor that of him and Tyson Kidd gonna be a tag team or something.
That would be interesting.
But who knows? Yeah. I mean, you know, he's been away from the ring for so long that
people forget who he was.
Yeah. Yep.
He was kind of a glaring omission, really, as Fandango. It's someone they keep trying to put out there.
Well, you know what? I'm not impressed with his gimmick nor his wrestling abilities.
Yeah. Fernando, okay, we got to cover that. Gold Dust is one of those ones that guy's in the best shape he's been in a long time, but he blocked me on Twitter, so fuck him.
yeah, because that's his fault.
Yeah.
it's his fault you're an asshole.
Yeah. I cannot believe none of us picked the Great Khali. I'm shocked on that one. Hornswoggle. I don't even know why Hulk Hogan's on this list.
I thought about taking Hogan.
Yeah. Jinder Mahal. JTG. No one picked JTG. Didn't even know he was on the roster.
Neither did Vince.
Yep. And again here too, Justin Gabriel.
I'm good.
These are all guys that were the first eliminated in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, by the way.
Yep.
Kofi, him, The Miz, you're right, you mentioned that already. R-Truth, got Orton, Rey Mysterio, he's on here too.
Yep.
Damn, I should have picked Ricardo as my announcer. Damn it, this confused the hell out of everybody. Santino Marella, I think we both steered away from him.
No, I'm good. Santino hasn't been funny in
forever.
In years. And now he has ruined poor Emma. So.
Yeah. Sin Cara Hunico, Titus O'Neil, William Regal, which I really don't count that either. Xavier Rhodes.
I was really thinking about Regal, but I wanted JBL instead for my announcer.
Xavier Woods, Yoshitatsu, I didn't even know was still on the roster. You know, Ezekiel Jackson was on the roster till like the day after WrestleMania. Do you know that?
Yep. Yep.
That's crazy. So the guy was just sitting home collecting a paycheck, I guess?
I don't know.
He was told to go home, I guess. So he didn't do a CM Punk and just decided to shit on everybody. So, but yeah.
Hold on. That's an upstanding member of Friday Night Shotgun whatever. Shotgun Friday Night, that's it.
He was going to play his music just to get the crowd all hyped up and then just send out Paul Heyman every time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and he's going to come out and just say that my client held the title for however many bucks it is.
So, yeah, that's pretty. That was it. Anything you want to add to that? Just I really think overall they're both pretty good rosters. Mine's more of building a lot of young guys, I would say. That's how I look at mine, is a lot of young guys.
Yep, you got a lot of young guys.
Yep, and the future is bright, as long as Cena doesn't hog the spotlight.
I have a really nice storyline-based roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where yours is probably going to be a lot better in ring.
Yep.
You know, with guys like Sami Zayn and Cesaro and Neville. You know, those type of guys. You know, I'm going to be able to push more stories.
Yep.
So I'll be hiring Vince Russo.
Yep. So I think mine. So yeah, mine would kind of be the build up roster. Probably be more the way it used to be for a while. How SmackDown was kind of the
work rate.
The right, yeah, that show. So yeah.
Yep.
So fun. We're gonna cover more ideas like this, folks, because we have fun doing it. We hope people enjoy listening to it. I know the WrestleMania ones. A lot of people tune into those.
Yeah, we had a couple.
Mm-hmm. And I know I recently switched over to the Pro on Podomatic. So I'm shelling out my $10 a month, and it seems like that's boosted my viewership.
Yes, it will.
So that I'm kind of glad I did that. You know, it's just something we do to have fun. I know the next show we're probably going to do is where I mentioned this to you before about doing a at the end of June, we're going to do our mid-year awards, kind of like we did the end-of-year awards last year.
Yes.
That sounds good.
Yep. So we'll be looking back at, you know, some of our predictions and, you know, just to see how wrong we were.
Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy it.
And how right one of us was about a certain CM Punk.
That's right.
I fucking called it, man.
Yeah, just a little earlier than you thought, but you know.
Yeah, I called that shit.
Yeah. So the 30th is a Monday, so probably that weekend we'll go anything off SmackDown. We'll just go off to Raw and do our mid-year awards. So.
Sounds good.
So, hey, it's good to actually talk. This is the first time we've talked since I took out of there. We do a lot of texting and sexting, but
this is true.
This is true, very true. But it's good to talk to you. I always,
but, you know, I'm a stickler for spelling, so you know it really takes the sexy out of it. So.
yeah. So what else? Anything else you want to add before we head on out of here?
Thing I can think of anything.
What are your predictions? Like, any predictions you want to throw out? I mean, we got our little rosters there. Maybe something. Maybe another show we could take our rosters and develop a little mini stories with them or something like that. Our dream WrestleMania card or something with our rosters.
Fantasy book our shows.
Maybe
absolutely.
Yep, that sounds like something we can do between now and the end of year award show.
Sounds good.
And have fun with that. And I think that about covers it all. It's fun, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. We just like talking to each other. It's a good time. You can catch me at Mike Spiesman or, at Cast of Champion. That's the one I prefer to use. Yeah, Mike Spiesman is just blocked by everybody, so it's not even fun. I just do it to fuck with people.
Could you spell that for the fine folks?
No, you can see the spelling on the actual, when I load this tonight, you'll see the spelling there right there. So, go ahead.
Why'd you stump? That's the Twitter.
Okay.
NitroCast. That's the show. So if you guys enjoy World Championship Wrestling and really wish that it was still around, guess what? It still kind of is, but in podcast form.
That's right.
So go give a listen to the unofficial podcast of World Championship Wrestling, the NitroCast.
All right, that sounds about it. Fun to Skype you with you again.
And you're a professional, that sounded.
What's that?
My little shilling.
Yeah, that's right.
That's pretty good.
You are not going to let WCW die. It is not dead.
It's not. It's really not for me.
And who needs to watch it on? Who needs to watch it on the network when you can just listen in? Well, you can't watch Nitro anyway, so.
Yeah, my velvet tones are going to be enough to carry you through.
That's right. So, I'm Mike, and that is Paul. You, everybody.
Rest in peace, Lee Marshall.
No, I know you're very upset.
The road report.
Mm-hmm. It's Weasel.
It's the fucking Weasel.
Okay. I think that's about it. I've been trying to sign off for a while. We keep talking. So, that's about it. All right. Everybody, take it easy.
This has been the Greatest Night in History podcast.
And you stay classy. Okay. Peace.
But this has been the Greatest Night in History.
Stay classy.